Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
We're back. Fat Mascara.
I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
We have to do a little housekeeping, and I've always wanted to say that on a podcast. Guys, before we get started, let's do a little housekeeping.
I picture you with a broom.
The broom will give you some details about the podcast. So we have a special episode today, but then next week is Memorial Day. So we're going to be taking the week off. Don't freak out if you have a car trip. Just listen to some back episodes. When we come back the first week of June, the news is we will be dropping the pod on Fridays.
Fresh for the weekend.
Exactly. So don't freak out if all of a sudden on Thursday it's not there. It will be there the day after.
And for this episode, we have some special guests, but we took this podcast off-road. We recorded this in Tennessee with the Stryker sisters.
Yes.
We did it with Christy Stryker, with Jen Stryker.
With Ashley Stryker.
But we recorded this over breakfast down at Blackberry Farm, and we had this cool little, like, you know, on-the-go pod thing. The sound quality is not up to our standards.
Our new standards.
But I really hope you guys will stick with us and listen for this shorty. We just thought it was fun, and this is kind of just an experiment. And
exactly.
You know,
before that, though, we're going to do – you'll get me and Jess at your regular sound quality, and we're going to talk about
– we've got a few things.
We're going to talk about apple cider vinegar, ACV.
You down with ACV?
You know me. And then what did I write down? I thought I wrote facial film. Facial fitness. We're going to exercise our faces and see how that goes. And lastly, tattoo removal.
Ouch.
Previous guest, Virginia Elwood, don't freak out. I'm not taking my tattoos off. But there is some news in that category. So
okay.
Let's get into it.
Jen, I have been getting a lot of products of the apple cider vinegar variety.
Specifically, probably, hair products, I wonder.
Exactly. I got this really cool little set from a brand called Youngke. And then DPU has a lot of apple cider vinegar stuff.
And back in the day, Frederick Fekai was the OG apple cider. He had that apple cider clarifying shampoo and conditioner.
And Philip B. Philip B. was also doing that a long time ago.
So what are your thoughts?
So, you know, I thought, like, is this kind of a hokey thing that, like, brands are kind of doing again, because I see it a lot on Pinterest, on
it's
Instagram.
Very farm to face, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, I thought this was like a, you know, like a Pinterest trend. And I spoke to James Corbett, and he is a colorist. He's also the Clairol color director. And he said that there's a reason that a lot of there's a reason behind all these old wives' tales coming up on Pinterest and Instagram and all that. He's like, because they're true, because they actually work.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the scoop with the apple cider vinegar stuff.
ACV.
ACV. Is that what that's actually called?
That's what they called on, you know, the blogs and the webs.
I didn't know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, apple cider vinegar is a bit of a mouthful. He said that hair and skin are at an acid on the pH level. And what happens is that water is supposed to be in a neutral state on the on its pH level, but it's like water, like modern water, is treated with a, you know, chlorine and stuff, like, you know, we're not getting it from the well, we're not getting it from the springs. And when it hits your hair, it bumps it up to an alkaline state.
Because of the heavy metals and the minerals in it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when the hair cuticle is in an alkaline state, it blows up. The cuticle looks like shingles on a roof. Your hair looks frizzy. Think of those like ads where like it shows the like the magnified mm-hmm. bit of your hair.
Shingles on
like
a roof was a good analogy.
Mess.
Your shingles are up.
The shingles are up, and then it becomes susceptible to damage. And then if you have color, it kind of just like falls out.
The and little color molecules.
The color molecules are just falling out, and that freaks me out because everyone knows I just got color and I can't even like go
I'm
outside.
I'm sure fall is the scientific word for that, too.
Yeah, James didn't say that. I said fallout. I was like on the phone screaming while he was telling me
but
this.
But the ACV, what does that do?
Well, the ACV, because vinegar is an acid, it brings it down to an acid state. It makes the cuticle lie down.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the cuticle is lying down, we know the hair looks shiny, healthy, gorgeous. Do you remember that show, Blowout, or Jonathan Anton?
No.
You don't?
But that name sounds familiar.
Jonathan, remember Jonathan Product?
Oh, yeah.
So Jonathan
Anton
was
he had a shower filter back in the
yes,
day.
Yes, he was this really outsized character.
I didn't know he had a TV show.
That's why he's famous. The product came after the television show.
Oh.
My roommate and I, we used to like crack up and watch him because he was this like really over-the-top hairstylist. And James and I were talking. He's like, Jonathan, you know, had all these like funny sayings and he was really like a TV character. He's like, but he was kind of a genius because he was all about putting pure, like on the television show, he would be like washing his hair with Avion and being like, I'm only going to put bottled water on my hair. He's like, well, actually he was onto something. And that's when he did the shower filter. There was a reason. There was a connection.
Yes, but I feel like it was probably distilled water because Evian has a lot of minerals. That
well,
might not
I'm
be
making
good.
Up like Evian, but you do. But actually, I think washing your hair with Evian would have been fine. But the point is, the water will mess up your hair, and if you can't afford to wash your hair with like you know Kirkland bottled water,
yeah,
it might behoove you to get one of these apple cider vinegar rinses.
And I will add this just because I did a recent reporting job on ACV. You can't use it straight from the bottles. Like, don't go get the Bragg's and start dumping on that on your head. It does need to be diluted
okay.
with water and with conditioners sometimes mm-hmm. because it can be, like, it leaves, like, a sticky. Like, remember the beer rinses? It'll make your hair, if you use it straight, it's a little sticky. So a lot of these products have been formulated. They're still acidic. They still close the hair cuticle, give you the shine. But, like, it's diluted and there's lovely conditioners with it.
Okay,
so,
I'm going to try one of these.
Yeah, or go, like, search a DIY thing for Bragg's or whatever.
I'm gonna hit up Pinterest tonight.
Yeah, so get on the ACV train.
Pinterest hole.
Jess, I know how you feel about fitness classes.
I am like a fitness addict.
You love them so much. You're not allergic to them. So you might be into this fitness class. In LA, they just opened Skin Fit Gym.
Ooh, I like that.
Which is, they give you exercises to help keep your face young.
Can I lie down?
I probably, but they're very like they're very complicated and nuanced, these facial exercises. Anyway, the people that open that, they take a lot of the heritage of the fitness and a lot of the trends from Japan. That's okay. where they got it from. But I feel like every couple years, this trend raises its little trend head, and everybody's like, facial fitness. You have to do facial yoga. You have to do facial exercises, or there's some little thing you put in your mouth and squeeze around.
That's so gross.
And like, it's going to make you younger. And everybody just gets on board and thinks that makes sense because, oh, well, if I exercise my body, I look great, so I should exercise my face.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring it up because I wanted to ask you if you're, like, into this whole moving your muscles on your face to look younger.
I think that I think that people should, it's good to stimulate the face, like washing your face. There is some evidence that, like, you know, exfoliation, like, you know, just like
boosting circulation.
Yeah, like, exactly. I was talking to a hairstylist recently and they said, you know, just massaging your scalp, you know, is good for your circulation. Like, to touch the body, to touch the face, to make it be like the fascia is good. I don't know if you need to be like making like big, wide, like cat like faces with your
looking at this woman on Skin Fit on the videos, and she looks like a chipmunk, and she's holding the chipmunk face, and then she lets it go. I saw my derm Heidi Waldorf this week, so I was asking her about it, and she was just like, her thought is, you use Botox to stop the muscles from moving, because when you move the muscles, you're creating a wrinkle in the skin above them. So she was wary of it for that reason. If you're like moving your face around a lot, you're super expressive, you're more likely to get wrinkles.
Yeah.
And then the other thing she said was, you can't exercise ligaments. And ligaments are sort of part of the problem when your face falls.
Are ligaments what's in your face?
Yeah, I mean, there's muscles there too, but she's like, even if you bulked up the muscles and or exercise them, you can't hit the ligaments or anything else. So it's not doing any good, and it might do bad because you might be wrinkling the skin over top.
Oh, geez. Okay.
But, so I was saying like you did about like when you get a facial, I said, well, how come when you get a facial and they're doing all that lovely rubbing and tapping and all that, you look amazing afterwards? She goes, picture this. I give you a back massage, and I look at your face before and after the back massage. You're going to look glowier, and your furrows are going to be released, and your wrinkles are going to be smoother because you're relaxed.
Because you're relaxed.
So I thought it was a good point, but what do you think about that?
I think there is something to that. I spoke to the fabulous Sonia Dekar, who...
Oh, yes.
But she's a facialist.
Oh, she does a lot of tapping.
A lot of tapping. She's actually pretty rigorous. I think... I don't want to misquote her, but I pretty remember Joanna Coles. I think she called Joanna Coles the she was the editor in chief of Cosmo, and she's a much bigger job at Hearst. But she called Sonia like the American football player of facialists, because she's like really,
or the Israeli, isn't she Israeli?
She is Israeli, yeah. But she works in Beverly Hills. She really is kind of like rough and tumble with the face, but you walk out and you have a new face.
Wait, I'm remembering. If you go back on our Instagram feed, I think you got a facial with her and you put a video on it.
But she does lasers, she does massage,
and you're making
noise.
You're going like, you're getting shook.
But she's incredible. She says she doesn't do a massage. She does it acupressure, which is kind of like, you know, they're in the same family, but it's more strategic. She's not just like slapping you around. She does a lot of like strategic movements. And she says that it increases circulation, which is what we said, brings more blood cells and oxygen to the skin, and it allows better absorption of the products, helps smooth the frown lines.
Yeah, because your skin's warmer, so the products will absorb better. I like it as part of a facial, I guess.
And then to Dr. Waldorf's point, it helps you get rid of stress, which and headaches, and I can certainly, you know, attest to that, which helps you stop from frowning. So all of this stuff is good stuff. Is a facial massage going to make you look 10 years younger? No, but I think it can only help.
Also, this place is facial fitness classes, which if it was me or you, that would stress us out. So I don't know if going to these classes and watching chipmunk movements and trying to repeat them in a large mirror in front of 20 other people, I'm pretty sure I would leave there looking super stressed out.
I'm not going to pay to work. I want someone to just like rub me down.
Yeah, we just lay there and someone will do the exercises to us. Exactly. So that's our thoughts on facial fitness. Ink my whole body, I don't give a motherfuck. Ink my whole
body, I don't give a motherfuck. Ink my whole body, I don't give a motherfuck. I have some late breaking Victoria Beckham news.
I like some VB news.
Okay, you ready? And it's not about her Target collection.
What's Posh up to?
Posh was seen at a Breast Cancer Research Foundation hot pink party wearing a backless gown. And you know her tattoo that goes down her back? It's like a vertical line. It says something like very deep. It's like
It's her marriage vows. Yes. I'm my beloved and my beloved is mine.
Oh, correct, correct. Of course. But what else would it say? You know, it's faded significantly.
Is she getting it removed?
Seems so. I don't know if David is getting his removed because he has the same thingy.
Oh, his impossible. He's covered. There's no way
he's
to get rid of
them all. I can't even handle it.
Wow, interesting. If it's fading, first of all, she's definitely not using a topical, because I saw when I was doing research for the segment some some tattoo fading creams. BS on those, people. Don't even waste your money. That
tattoo
does not work.
Fading cream. Yeah, that's like a weight loss cream.
Yeah, like no, not gonna work. but she's probably getting it lasered, I'm guessing. And she had black inks, ouch, which is the easiest to laser off. Tattoo lasers have removals has gotten so much better in the last like 3 to 4 years. So like if you have that little dolphin on your ankle and you don't like it anymore, I was looking into it and there's a new, the Q-switch laser has been around for a while, but there's this new laser called the Enlighten, and it's a dual wavelength laser and it's significantly better on the colors because the colors are hard to remove.
I heard that blue and green are the hardest, you are, right?
I've heard that as well. Because it has to find the color pigment in your skin, so it has to be different than your skin color. And for some reason, the lasers aren't able to find those colors.
Wait, did you mention the PicoSure?
Because I remember, yes, that was another one, the okay. Nano.
The PicoSure, I remember, was really hot for a while.
That also works for tattoo removal, which, sorry to tell you this, is one of the most painful cosmetic procedures.
I've heard that. And you mentioned the Q-switch. I had a Q-switch laser on my face for some discoloration. And I had it several passes. I have to say that was the most painful thing I've ever endured in my life. I had the numbing cream. I took a Xanax. It felt like hot bacon grease on my face. I wanted to leave in the middle of the treatment, but I didn't. If I'm not being anti-tattoo, but I'm just saying if you are on the fence or like some people think about tattoos and they think about it like it's a temporary thing or like I'll just have it for 10 years and hey, there's great technology.
Yeah.
Just be really – it's painful to get removed. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Commit.
I will say this, though I would never do this and I have lots of tattoos. There is ink that you can get that is more easily removed by the lasers. But every tattoo artist I've talked about is like, I'm not socking that ink. If you're coming here for a tattoo, like, get a real tattoo.
Really? I've never heard of this magic ink.
I'll put it on the blog. I forget the name of it. And I don't know that it ever got so popular because most of the artists don't want to work with it.
Oh. Is this then, like child's ink?
It's just
like washable markers.
Yeah. It's like erasable markers of tattoos. Yeah. They're like, why are you coming to me now?
Yeah.
But the other one thing I did want to tell you about was a PFD patch. So apparently when you get your tattoo removed, it blisters up because the pigment's coming to the surface.
Okay.
And the minute it starts blistering up and turning white, they have to stop the laser passes and you have to go back 2 weeks later.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's why it takes like 7-8 sessions to get rid of your tattoo. So this new patch, they put it on over the tattoo. It's called the PFD patch. It allows them to do maybe 3 of those passes in one sitting because it won't blister up. So say it took 8 sessions to get rid of, you know, Victoria Beckham's tattoo. If she wore the patch, maybe it would only take 3 sessions because they could do a bunch of passes at one time.
Should we call her and tell her?
Yeah. You know what? Posh. Posh, you need a PFD.
I don't think she has access to the best.
I'm pretty sure she's like the best derm who's like, here's what you're going to do.
Interesting. I want to know why she's getting this removed, though.
I know. I wish we had that news, too.
I know. Maybe next time, guys. If you have any hot tips, tweet us.
Yeah. I was like, 1-900, fat mascara. What if we had a 1-900 number? It should be a 1-800 number.
Yeah.
Do they still have those?
I think they probably do have 900 numbers.
Fat
I don't know.
Mascara. Just call it right now.
Yeah.
Pause the podcast and go call 1-877-FAT-MASCARA.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Okay, guys, we're going to the farm. We're going inside the Strikers compound at Blackberry Farm. No, we're just going to have some breakfast with them, and I hope you enjoy our interview. Again, apologies for the sound, but we really just wanted to have a chat with them over some breakfast and introduce you to these awesome ladies.
We are here, everyone. We are down in Tennessee at Blackberry Farm with the Striker sisters of Strike, the LA beauty studio where you can get your hair, makeup, and brows sorted out. They're actually sisters, and they've kind of built like this mini beauty empire down in LA. We're very excited to be on location.
Yeah.
It's a new thing for us.
Guys, this could be a mess. It could be, I think it's going to be amazing. But just to give you an idea of where we are, we're in the middle of the deep woods, just so you know, in a little house. But we have three sisters here, so I'm going to have you guys introduce each other.
But Christy's still applying her Biteri lip balm, so it's not that rugged.
She's prepping.
And they're all sharing it. So
weirdly, they have very similar voices, so that might get a little confusing, but we're going to try and stay in order here. So Christy, who are you? What do you do? Introduce
Christy
yourself.
Christy Striker is my name. I'm the middle sister, and I am an eyebrow specialist for 20 years now.
Nice.
And you're banging eyebrows.
Thanks.
They're the feathered brow. TM.
Creator of the feathered brow.
Okay, and then Ashley?
I'm Ashley Striker. I am the youngest Striker sister, and I do hair.
Period.
Period.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Jen Striker, and I am the oldest Striker sister, and I do makeup in the studio and outside the studio.
Cool.
Okay, let's get started. We're going to do a little bit of a strike lightning round of questions.
Ooh, it's a lightning strike.
Lightning strikes.
Yeah. We love lightning strikes.
Again.
What was your first job in the beauty industry? Christy.
Working at the Clinique counter, selling cosmetics and teaching women about their skin. My first job was...
Ashley.
As soon as I graduated from high school, I moved to New York where these girls were. And I assisted under Edward Tracomi at Warren Tracomi.
Oh, wow. In New York?
In New York, yeah.
Okay.
Jen, I graduated from high school and started at the Estee Lauder counter.
Couple counter girls.
Yeah.
Counter girls.
That kind of girls.
Yeah.
That's what you did in the 90s.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. In Sacramento.
Yeah.
And that's, you guys are from Sacramento.
Well, we were living there at the time.
Grass Valley area.
Yeah, grew up in Grass Valley.
Okay, next question. Christy, what is the first beauty product you remember either using or buying?
Definitely the press-on nails.
Oh my God, you went for it.
Like, that's when you were like 8 years old, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first you can remember. Yeah.
And Ashley, what about you? First beauty product?
It'd have to be lip smackers.
What flavor?
All of them. I don't even remember.
Little Dr. Pepper, maybe?
Oh! I didn't like the cola flavors. I fancied the fruit.
Okay. And Jen, what was your first beauty product?
I remember being really obsessed with Sun-In in my hair.
Did it really work?
No, it
worked on me.
Orange.
It was like citric acid or something, so it just like...
Yeah, I don't know, but I was obsessed. Me and Lori Gilmore would just spray Sun-In in our hair. And get really
you have
orange,
the most beautiful long hair ever.
Shout out to Lori Gilmore.
Yeah.
So what do you think the biggest beauty mistake women are making today, and what would be your fix for it? This is a two-pronged question. Christy, go.
I think that women look at themselves too closely in the mirror.
That's interesting for a brow artist.
Yeah, I think, well, I know that because I try and help women to kind of, like, lay off the tweezing. Mm. And asking them to not tweeze their brows for 6 weeks, you'd think I was asking them to, like, give up their firstborn. They're like, I'm going to look like a monster.
Yeah.
So I think that, but then it's interesting because after that first round, they're like, it's so liberating. It's the greatest thing ever. So
do you recommend, like, not getting one of those magnifying mirrors?
Yes, definitely.
That's the fix for the problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely.
Ashley.
was the question again?
The question is, what's the biggest beauty mistake you think women are making today, and what would be your fix for it?
In your realm of...
It could be style, it could be a product that people are abusing.
Maybe over-styling, and I think that's just because women aren't educated on what else they can do with their hair. Everyone's sort of just maintained what they've learned in high school, sort of, and what they think can only be done with their hair. And so I think there's a lot of over-styling, and it can be a little outdated and dowdy as well. So get educated.
Okay. Jen?
I would have to go say, along the lines of what Christy and Ashley said, that just kind of overdoing it and maybe taking a step back from the mirror a little bit. I think women wear too much makeup.
Got it.
Okay. I think women could wear less makeup. But it's usually the women who aren't, like, super educated. And I was talking yesterday about
beauty how... educated, though. Not
beauty,
like,
yeah, not educated. Not saying women are uneducated. I was saying yesterday that a lot of women who sit in my chair are still using the same beauty products that they, like, got at the MAC counter 20 years ago. And they're, like, embarrassed by it, but they don't really know what to do about it. So I think kind of getting out there and getting some new products.
This brings us to the new products, though, because there's so much stuff women get inundated with. Trends, products, what do I use, what don't I... What have you seen out there recently that you're just like, I can't get behind this? Whether it's a look or a product that you're just like, you don't need that. Christy, in your world, what would you
Lash
say?
Lash extensions.
You can't get behind it.
Can't get behind it.
Okay. Controversial.
I think, too, because I see women so closely, they sit in my chair, and it's rare that I see it and it looks natural. And I think because you can't get in and, like, wash your face really well, I just see this, like, row of dead skin along the lash line, and it just looks dirty. It doesn't look pretty. Mm-hmm. I would rather you just use, like, a lash serum, like a growth serum.
Okay. Is there one you can recommend?
M2 and I think it's Grande Lash.
Yeah. Okay. I love Grande Lash.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar.
That's Ashley, how about you in the hair world? Is there a trend or product or thing that you just can't get behind?
I might get in trouble, but I really can't get behind the pastel hair color.
Oh, okay.
Like the violets and the pinks and the...
Is it that you're over it or you were never into it?
I just never could get into it. I don't understand it. It's hard to see grown women, like, doing so, like, bleaching their hair. And it's really hard to keep up, and it never really looks good. It looks good that day, maybe. But I feel like... It looks great at Coachella. Just, like...
Do you remember when you used to put Kool-Aid in your hair?
Yeah.
Well, she was how old?
That's
her point.
Exactly. Yes.
And Jen, what about you? What like makeup or product or trend are you just
Definitely
not
the contouring trend.
Really?
I'm really not into at all. And I think unless you're in a photo shoot, you don't need to be contouring. I wish it would go away.
That's very freeing.
What about a little bit of contour?
I mean, there's, like, subtle contour. I'm talking about the, like, stripes that you do, and then, like, the dark stripes and then the white stripes in the middle. It's just, it's too much. And, yes, subtle contouring is great, but nobody subtle contours.
Yeah.
Is it crazy?
So you guys are very synonymous with, I mean, at least to me, I think of you guys as, like, you know, I said before, like an L.A. beauty empire. And you have this very cool aesthetic. You guys have recently, I don't say recently, but maybe the past 5 years, become an L.A. trio. What is the worst thing about living in L.A.?
The worst.
Christy.
I never want to leave. It's true. Because I traveled
so
much.
Positive spin.
Yeah.
Okay, you've been in L.A. too long. You've been there, and you've got to get her out.
No, it's true. She has.
Okay. She doesn't like...
Call the authorities.
I traveled back and forth between LA and New York for 10 years, and I think it just burnt out, so I'm in this phase where I just never really want to go anywhere except for Blackberry Farm.
And when she's in New York, she doesn't even take the subway anymore.
No, yes.
That's true.
It's true. She took Uber the whole entire time.
Yeah, I get it. I don't want to leave my apartment.
It's just so easy. It's so easy there. I really like where I'm living now.
No, I get it. Where do you live in LA?
We live in Bel Air.
Fancy, very fancy.
It's nice. It's like up in the hills. It's quiet. It's nice.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't want to leave either.
All right, Ashley.
The worst thing about living in LA is the traffic. No doubt.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jen.
Yes, the traffic. I'm going to say the traffic, but then it's also, you get a car. You get like a nice car, and you get to put your kit in the car, and you don't have to lug your kit around like New York City.
Sure. Yeah. That doesn't sound like the worst
You
thing.
Can keep like a lot of stuff in your car that you use.
And by
to
kit,
just,
you mean your makeup kit.
Your like makeup your, kit, yeah. Yeah. But then like you're, like you keep an extra pair of shoes in there. Like you can keep, so yeah. It's so yeah. like liberating when you go from New York to LA that you, all of a sudden you have like this thing that comes with you and that you can pack full of stuff that you usually are carrying around.
That was probably so the same size as your New York apartment.
Yeah. Wait, so is it that you're too attached to your car or that you're like beholden to your car?
I mean, why, I try like when LA traffic really gets me down, that is the worst part of it. Mm-hmm. It's like if we live in Laurel Canyon and if I have a friend that lives in Venice, I knew from New York, I used to see her more in New York than I do in LA because it's literally, she might as well be in another state, like going past the 405.
So it's traffic for you.
Yeah, so you kind of like...
This is like the SNL skit, the California.
I know, we do it all the time. You take the 10, it's the 405.
It's so relevant.
It's totally jammed.
The 405 is totally jammed. But this brings me to another question. So we're here with Mary Kay, right?
Yeah.
They are known... Yes. For the pink Cadillac, like gifting their top sales executives.
Are you telling us something right now?
I'm telling our listeners.
Guys, look outside. You get a car. You get a car.
No, it's true. So if you're a top seller at Mary Kay, you've always gotten this pink Cadillac. They've stepped it up in recent years. I saw that.
Okay, it's so like an Escalade or something.
It looks
so
good.
Cool. It's
so
really
fancy. If someone gave you the keys to a pink Cadillac, I'm not saying we are right now. What road trip would you take? Where would you go in your pink Cadillac?
Is it convertible?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
From LA, yes.
Yeah, wherever. Like, what's a drive you want to take, like, you think would be awesome in your pink Cadillac?
Well, I was just talking to a friend who recently drove across the country from LA to New York, and I would really like to do that.
Okay.
You leave your house
for
that?
For sure.
Oh. Yeah. Ashley, what about you?
I drive it through the desert, top down, loud sounds.
Top down, loud sounds.
And Jen, where would you
go? I love driving up and down the coast of California. It's so beautiful and...
Oh, like the San Fran to LA.
Yeah, and even north of San Fran is super beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's very pretty. And you don't get to do it that. For some reason, when you live in California, you don't do it.
You don't
live there.
So you don't drive up.
Busy.
You don't
take the long way. You take like the 5 that goes through the middle.
Oh, and she's back on the numbers.
Okay.
And so, okay. Part 2 of this is then, what's on the radio in your pink Cadillac, Christy? What song? Let's think summer. Like, what summer vibes are we feeling?
I like a little Neil Young. We listen to country sometimes.
Okay.
And then we'll throw in some Drake and maybe some Tori Amos. I know all the words, so I like that.
Little earthquakes. Ashley's the youngest, and she's like, who's Tori Amos?
She gets it.
What would be on the stereo in your car?
Kurt Vile, some folky.
Time for snacks.
Potato chips, what are those? High chews? I like the high chews.
Definitely beef jerky.
Ashley's listen to the Kurt Vile.
Stop
eating beef jerky.
Anderson's
I'm surprised she's
soup.
Even driving.
Anderson split pea soup.
Split pea soup. Really split pea soup.
I'm sorry. I have to pause us. Split pea soup is not like a car
it's
food.
It's not a mountain food. But I think it's that road trip and you have to stop at
Anderson's. She's stopping at Anderson's for split pea soup and getting back in her pink Cadillac.
Don't
this
forget
is
to
too
do
much.
That.
And
the
I love it.
Chocolate milkshake.
Wait,
chocolate
Jen's
milkshake.
Having a chocolate milkshake.
With okay. Anderson's pea soup.
I thought we were just doing In-N-Out
Okay,
burger,
you know what?
All right, let's take it back to
this is a whole new LA. This is a whole new LA.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hang out with you guys in LA because this is like much cooler.
Okay, let's talk about products. You could be in your pink Cadillac still or not. What is your favorite Mary Kay product?
Well,
because you had to sell a lot of it to get this Cadillac.
Right.
So.
Well,
Christy, go ahead.
I'm obsessed with their clear brow gel. It's the best. I love it. I've been using it for 12 years now, and they also make a really good mascara. Just play. It's their original formula, black. Great brush. Great formula. It stays on, but it doesn't like take forever to take off. When you wash your face,
Ashley, you've experienced them here, I think. You got a little introduction. What do you like?
I don't leave the house without my Mary Kay brow gel. That's like the one product that I put on. I mean, I put it on for this interview.
I actually was nothing else on.
Your brows look good. That's the only.
Like, we all rolled out of bed, but your brows are on point.
Thank you.
And Jen, what about you? You're not allowed to say the brow gel. Sorry.
Aww. I do love the brow gel. I do love the mascara. I worked with it all Mary Kay stuff yesterday, so I'm fresh. The CC cream is very good. Mm-hmm. They have some great new mineral blushes that I really like. And the eye makeup remover.
So key.
Nice.
Now, let's switch gears a little bit. What fragrance do you guys wear? You smelled amazing last night.
She's pointing at Christy.
Yes, Christy, you smelled incredible. What was that?
I collect a big Mary Kay dinner. So many perfumes. I brought four with me here. So I think it was a Jo Malone, like basil, neroli.
No, you weren't.
Something.
And then it was some. Then it was one of the other sisters. Somebody. It didn't smell fresh. It smelled like heady. Mm. It was incensey. It was heavy.
The one you
usually... I love how you're letting her answer the question. You're like, tell me this fragrance.
I think I did spray that.
Really?
It was a Jo Malone something.
Wasn't
But maybe it wasn't the basil. Maybe it was something
What's
else.
The other
I
one
actually
want
to go look right now.
Okay.
Well, why you move on to
We
Ashley.
Might have to recap for our
okay,
listeners
Ashley,
later.
Favorite
My
fragrance.
My fragrance right now is Dasein. It's a California brand. Actually, LA brand.
How do you spell that?
Dasean.
Okay.
And it's winter, it's called. I know it's not winter, but it is so... Good.
It
it's
like
it's gathered from like scents from Big Sur, like all over California coast,
incredible.
But it's very like earthy and
maybe
oh,
she
so
was
good.
the
maybe
scent suspect.
Her.
Do
you have that with
her?
You?
No, I don't have it.
But this is like it's detected now.
Jen, I don't. What are, I don't.
You like old lady fragrances?
They always tell me I smell like an old lady. I loved that Tom Ford.
Oh,
they hate it when I wear it. So I
which
like,
one is it?
I'm allergic to.
Is it the patchouli?
Patchouli.
Black orchid or something.
No. It smells a little bit like patchouli. It's
okay.
Not the O wood, but it's another one. But they get really pissed when I wear it. So I don't
okay,
wear
what
it
about
again.
What about home fragrance, whether it's a candle or a reed diffuser or whatever, Christy, how do you scent your home?
There are these like I think they're basically burning papers. You kind of accordion style fold them and they're from Santa Maria Novella.
Oh yeah.
So it's kind of like smoky, but it smells good.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very subtle. It's not super strong.
Ashley, how about you?
I just got gifted that new NARS candle. What? I don't know what it... The
they make...
Is called. It's the red one. It's really nice. That's been my latest.
Okay.
And Jen? Yeah, NARS. Nobody really knows...
That NARS makes
NARS
candles.
NARS makes these candles.
Yeah.
I have the white one, and it is so
I
good. And it makes...
They had candles.
My I know. Nobody does.
Where's my candle?
It makes your whole house smell so good, and even when you're not burning it, like you get like a fragrance of it.
We're gonna have to get on that.
There's a red one, a white one, and a black one, right?
I have the red.
They're
one.
All really good. She has a red one.
Red for Ashley, white for Jen. Got it.
That Hawaiian-smelling one.
Oh, the Manoy one. Yeah. So, who is your dream client, and why?
Oh, like who I want in my chair?
Yes, Christy.
Oh, that we don't
know.
Oh
my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Now's your chance to ask. Put it out in the world.
Oh my God.
Who am I going to ask for?
Who do I want? I feel like I was just thinking about this.
Oh, I know.
We can let Ashley go first,
yeah,
I think, since she knows.
Kristen Wiig, it has been like actually a sister favorite. But
okay.
Yeah.
So Ashley
she's
wants
funny?
To
do...
No, I think she's beautiful and I think she has amazing style and.
She's funny.
Yeah, and she's funny, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to do Kristen Wiig's
cool.
hair. Jen, whose makeup is... Who's going to get in your chair?
Oh. I don't know. That
doesn't even have to be a celebrity.
Yeah.
You know? Just could be someone
like,
you want to get your hands on.
I mean,
on.
Yeah. Marie Antoinette.
Sure, if I didn't give you a time machine and powers to raise people from the dead, but why not?
Queen
Marie
Elizabeth.
Antoinette. With a little modern product.
Like with the red hair. Yeah.
Be cool.
That'd be cool.
Christy, back to you. Whose brows do you need to...
I feel like I might have to go with Michelle Obama.
Oh.
Wow.
Because I feel like she has real potential to have a great brow.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be cool just to chat with her, obviously. I think they might be moving to L.A.
You think so?
Maybe.
How do you know that?
Maybe 278 Civic Center Drive.
Okay, we'll put them out there. All right, last question. Damn. You guys started your business together, your sisters, obviously. What advice would you give someone that was going to work with family or friends? Mm. How do you, like, keep the relationship from souring and keep it strong when you're you know, family and sister therapy.
Well, yeah, therapy. I think that's definitely what's helped us is, like, getting in a room with a referee that we can just, like, talk it out and be honest and real and vulnerable and work through some sister dynamic stuff, because you're only as good as business partners as you are, like, sisters that can sort of be close and vulnerable.
Yeah, but not everyone can go to sister therapy.
True, mm-mm. True.
Like, can I you mean, give I us think, some, like, I think what are some nuggets you've learned?
You really have to delegate and trust people and have good help and a good team, because you can't do everything yourself. Mm. So having a good team you trust, you know?
Mm-hmm. Ashley, what about you? Any advice?
I think
advice?
Everyone can go to sister therapy, especially if you're starting a business. You're obviously, like, I don't know.
It's like part, it pay the money be, at least once to get
of,
a ref.
It honestly should be part of your business plan.
Hmm. Okay.
It's really...
We pay for it through our business account.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a work expense.
Yeah. For us, it works out well because there's three of us. So the ending deciding factor always is two against one. So
if two of us agree... Odd numbers. That's okay. The tip. Work in odd numbers and then democracy rules. Jen, yeah, what about you? What advice would you give?
I've learned to... take the emotion out of it. Like, you kind of have to take when your sister talks to you, it brings up emotional stuff. So you kind of have to really imagine, like, somebody that's not your sister saying it to you, and vice versa. Like, don't put the emotion into it when you say something. You really have to, like, remind yourself, like, what if this was just my business partner and not a family member?
Okay. Disassociate a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. You kind of have to.
All right. That's good advice. Better. Also, maybe we need podcast therapy if it's ever sours.
Are you willing to pay for it?
Yes, absolutely. Oh my gosh, this has been so much fun, guys. It was fun hanging with you and Mary Kay here at Blackberry Farms.
Good questions.
Having us.
Thanks.
Very good questions.
You were awesome. Next time you're in New York, we'll do it for real in the studio.
Love it.
Okay.
Okay, we can eat breakfast now.
Yay!
Raise a wand.
That lovely voice did not belong to me or Jess.
Wish it did.
That was lovely Belle, our producer.
It was so awesome.
She now has a new job, which is introducing Raise a Wand. Jess, what do you got for me?
Oh, my God. I am so in love with this new fragrance. It is by a new brand. They've been around for, like, literally 2 weeks.
What is it?
Called Precious Liquid is the name of the brand.
Oh, you were Instagram storying about this.
This is
you got really into this.
White incense.
Why do we need Precious Liquid white incense?
Because it smells like some kind of religious ceremony that I want to be a part of.
Oh, if you want to join the Fat Mascara cult.
Yeah.
Oh, this is delightful.
Yes, and it lasts for so long. This is a roll-on.
My God, that smells amazing.
It's incredible. You don't need to be a hippie to wear it.
But it has, like, hippie notes, but
has hippie notes.
Soft hippie.
But it's not, it's funny. I spoke to, yes, you can use it. Belle is putting it on, our producer Belle. You know, I spoke to an amazing perfumer once. His name is Pierre Wolf. He is super famous. He did not create, this fragrance, but I was wearing an incense once and he was like, I don't like this. And I said, why? He goes, it smells dead. And ever since then, I'm aware of incenses that smell dead.
This is not dead.
This is alive, baby. This is alive.
Wait, before we do mine.
Yeah.
It's called Precious Liquid.
Precious.
I feel like Smeagol. Like, precious. Like, I don't want to give this back. It's like The Ring. Kind of has a Lord of the Rings look about
it,
too.
Lord of the Rings, another movie I've never seen.
Okay, I like
Pass it.
Pass it on. So I have something scented, too.
Exciting.
I just moved, so I have a new apartment, and did I tell you I set it on fire already?
You've hinted at that.
Yeah. So I had a candle burning. Oh my God, this is so funny. It actually all ties together. So I had a Diptyque candle burning, but it was near clothing that I had hanging.
Oh,
and
God,
all of a sudden,
don't have anything hanging near a
candle.
Oh,
it was bad. I even put it there and I was like, nah, this isn't going to end well. And it did not. All of a sudden, I had this Aritzia Wilfred top and all these other stuff. Boom, up in flames, like reaching to the ceiling. Thank God it wasn't cotton. They were polyester. They just started melting and like fall. So I threw them on the ground. It was like four shirts or dresses. Threw it on the ground, stamped all over it, got black, like melted polyester everywhere. Then I unscrewed the smoke alarm and I was like, great. I'm the new girl in the building that like fucking set the apartment on fire. There was all these fumes because it was plastic melting. And like, so I aired out the whole apartment, whatever. The only thing that has fully like
got me back to normal is a Diptyque product, but not a candle.
God.
Do you know about their scented ovals?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you, like me, are very accident prone, why don't you go ahead and get yourself a Diptyque scented oval, which is like this lovely little wax thing that hangs in a ceramic thing.
Were you in the room
thing.
When that happened? Were you in the room?
Yes. Okay, that's thank God I was in the room. Yeah, otherwise, there goes the brownstone, you know? So if you like the Diptyque scents, like 8 of them also come in the scented oval and it hangs in the ceramic thing. And I swear I had an old one. They last for like 4 months and they smell almost as strong, almost as much scent throw as the candle in the same sense. And then the little oval inside shrinks up as it, you know, evaporates and your clothes are scented nicely. Or if it smells like melted polyester, instead it can smell like 34, which is the scent that I like.
Very nice. Oh, that's a nice scent.
Yeah. So I am raising a wand to Diptyque Scented Oval in 34. We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.